Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's podcast is chiefly going to be Agadah, and it starts off with an interesting series of aphorisms, folk aphorisms, that the rabbis commented on, and in each case said that they found a source for them in Tanakh. Parenthetically, Bestin, in the first volume of his Reflections of the Rav that was published back in the late 70s, has a piece by the Rav on this, the depth, the profundity of Jewish folk wisdom, or something like that. You can find it there. Interesting piece. Hahuda Havikamar Vazil. There was a guy who used to say, Tove de Shama Va'adish, it's better somebody who hears things against him and is apathetic, Chafua bishte mea, and 100 bad things will pass him by, it won't hurt him. So Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, so Shmuel said Rav Yehuda, Kroktiv, that's a pasuk. Poter mayim reshit madon. And the reason this is here is because that pasuk, if you recall from the previous podcast, was dealt with in the context of a bitsua versus din, etc. Now he's darshaning in it, what's reshit madon? Resh mea dini. Meaning, poter mayim, if you let things kind of slide off you, like milk off a duck's back, then resh mea dini, then 100 bad things can come by and you won't pay attention. Hahuda ka'avikam arva azil. There was a fellow who used to say, atarte tlat ganava lo miktil. A ganav isn't killed for stealing two or three times, meaning he has to become a chronic criminal for that to happen. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, so Shmuel turned to Rav Yehuda and said, Korrektiv, that's a pasuk in Amos, Komar Adonai Shoshapisha Yisrael, V'yalar Ba'alo Hashivyanu. Of course, he could have said that about Damesek or Aza or Tzor or any of the lists there. The idea is that Hashem forgives you for the first three times you sin, it's only the fourth that he nails you. And then take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva about that. Ha'udah Ha'vikomar Va'azil, a fellow used to say, Shev Beri L'Shalmana V'chad Le'avid Bish. A person can dig seven pits for one guy, for a good guy, and he'll come out okay, he'll fall into seven pits, and one guy and another guy can fall into one and end up bad. A tzaddik will fall seven times and get up, and a rasha falls in one time. If a guy walks out with his shirt taken from him, he walks out of Beit Din, he lost the court case in Beit Din, Lizomer Zemer, he should sing, let him walk on the way. In other words, he should be happy that Mishpat was done, even though he came out on the short end. So again, Shmuel turned to Rav Yehuda and said, Krakti, v'gam kol amazel, makomo yavo v'shalom. What did Yitro say to Moshe if he executes proper judgment with his whole hierarchical system of a judiciary? Everybody will be shalom, meaning even the people who lose the case will know that there's justice and they'll be shalom. Ha'udah v'komar v'azel, was a guy who used to say, he naima v'dikula shapil. If she's sleeping and the roof starts to creak, Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Krakti, batzal time, macha makare. Because of laziness, the roof starts to cave in. Right? You're lazy, you don't take care of your house, it caves in. Ha'udah v'ka'amar v'azel, a guy used to say, Gavar d'rachitzna ale adya l'gzize v'kam. A guy that I relied on turned to me and punched me. He picked his hand up on me and got up. Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Krakti, gam ishto mi'asher batachti bo, chelach mi, a person who I trusted, he ate my bread and he turned against me. Ha'udah v'ka'amar v'azel, a guy used to say, ki rechimtin have aziza, when our love was strong, aputya de safsira shchivan, we could have lain together on the edge of a sword. The two of us were so close, thinking about him and his wife. Hashdalo aziz rochimti, now that our love is not so strong, puya varshitin garmidi lo sagilan, even a huge bed of 60 garmidi is not big enough for us. Ravuna then turns and said, Kraik TV, that's a pasuk. Meikar aktiv, originally, what does it say about the Mishkan? V'nuati d'chasham d'ibarati d'chami ala kaporet. Hashem says, I'll speak to you from above the kaporet, a very tiny space. Tanya ronti shav kaporet tefach, the kaporet was on tefach. Reikan asara. Ten tefachim. Uchtiv, when you get to Shlomo, is abayit ha-shabana melech Shlomo la-adunai, shishim amar urkovis, vim rachbo, v'shloshim amar kumato. It's much bigger. Ulvasov ktiv, and what do we see in later Yeshayahu? As if to say, Hashem says, I fill the heavens, I fill the earth is my footstool, what kind of house could you build for me? Meaning that that now we can't be so close, reading it in a very different way than Pshat. Okay, now back to our agadot that we had earlier about Mishpat. My mashma dahai lo taguru leishna dechanushehu. We said lo taguru mne'ish, and that lo taguru mne'ish was learned as a lesson that if a Talmid knows some ruling that's going to benefit one of the Balei Din, he shouldn't keep it in. He should speak. Even though his Rebbe may be the one ruling, he has to speak up. So how do we know that lagur is to pull in? So lo tagur means don't keep it inside. Don't withdraw. Rachman amar krav, yayin lo tishtev lo te'egor. In the curse, in Kitavo, it says, you won't drink wine, nor will you preserve it. This is talking about the grasshopper who plans well and puts everything away in the summer, and during the harvest season, agra machala, she puts together her food. And if everyone's ogerbakai, it's been maskil. Somebody who puts all the fruit aside during the season of the fruit is a smart kid because he'll have it for later. So in other words, we're playing with the word lagur and le'egor as if lotaguru is really not gimel vavresh, but aleph gimel resh. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, a famous darshan. Called Dayan Shadan Din Emet Lamito, any Dayan who judges properly, Mashre Shechina B'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to rest B'Yisrael, Shinamar Elohim Nitzav Adat El, Oker Elohim Yishpot, God rests with the Dayanim. Chol Dayan She'eno Dan Din Emet Lamito, but any judge who does not judge properly, Goreim La Shechina Shtisalik B'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to leave. Shinamar Mishod Aniim and Katev Yonim, because of the cry of the poor and the gouging of the poor and the crying of the and the pain caused to the destitute. Ata akum yomar Adonai. God says, I'm getting out of here. V'yam Rabbi Shmuel Mar Nachmani, Yam Rabbi Yonatan. Kol Dayan shenotel mizeven otein lezeh shelo kadin. Any Dayan who executes judgment improperly and pays the wrong person, Hakadosh Baruch Hu notel men of shel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take his soul from him. Shenemar al tigzol dal kidal hu v'al tadake aniv ashar. So don't take from the poor. Ki Adonai yariv rivam v'kavad koveyam nefesh. God will fight for them, and anybody who hurts them, he'll take their soul. V'yam ha-mishvom ha-nachmanim v'yano. Tal me'olam yirad dayan atzmo ki ilucher v'nachal lo'bein yirechotav. A dayan who's judging should imagine that there is a sword between his legs. V'genom tuchalo mitachtav. And Gehenim itself is opened in front of him. That's how much in fear he should be, and that's how careful he should be with his judgment. And what's the proof text? Shinemar giborim saviv la migiborei Israel. Right, so these are the giborim. These are the Beit Din. Kulam achuzei cherv nubdei mechamam ish chabal yirechom bachar beilot. Why do these learned, trained soldiers all have a sword on their thigh? Because they're afraid at night. What's the light night? Pachta shal gehinom shtom elai. They're afraid of Gehenna, which is like night. Right. Darash of Yoshia, Vitamer of Nachmar Yitzchak, Mai Dichtiv, Beit David Kormar Adonai, Dino Labokim Mishpat, Vatsilu Gazul Miyad Oshek. God says, Beit David, Hashem says, you should judge in the morning and save the stolen, the one who's been stolen from the oppressor. Why Boker? Ela im Barur Lacha Davar Kiboker, meaning only judge if the matter is clear to you as morning. Amrehu v'imlav al tomrehu, meaning don't issue judgment if you're not sure. Rabbi Yonatan had that from a different pasuk, which is emor lachochma achotiyat, famous drasha, say to wisdom you're my sister, meaning im barur lacha davar ka achotcha she'asura lacha, if this matter is as clear to you as the prohibition against having relations with your sister, omrehu, then say it. V'imlav al tomrehu. Rabbi Shimon Levi, asara she'yoshvim b'din, if you have 10 people sitting b'din, Kolar talui b'tzavar kulan. Every one of them has a noose around his neck, meaning to be very careful. Pshita, so lo tzricha el talmid yoshev tnei rabo. Even if there's a talmid in front of his rabbi, because he also is participating. Rav Huna kaviati din lekamei. When Rav Huna would have a din come to michne v'maiti asar abonim beirav, he would get 10 of the students from beirav. Hamar ki echad limtan shiva michshura. In other words, that only a little bit of the responsibility should rest on each one of us. In other words, let's share the responsibility for the din. So in case something is wrong, if something is judged wrong, no one will bear a great responsibility. You want to have more dayanim there. Literally, only a little bit of the beam on top will fall on each one of us. Rav Ashi, ki have ate trifta lekame. So when he would get a case of a trefa, michtav maite lehu lechulu tabachid matamachsi. He'd get all of the shochim in his town, matamachsiya, hamakeechle limtin shiba mikshura. Again, so that we could share the guilt if there's something wrong and share the responsibility. Katov Dimi Amar, Darash of Nachum Bar Kohen, Mai Dichtiv Melech Mishpat Yamid Eretz for Ish Trumoti Harsena. What's the meaning of the text? That a king will keep the land going with Mishpat, and a man who gives gifts will destroy it. What's that? Im Dayan Domela Melech, if the judge is like a king, She'enot Tzarich Lichlum, he doesn't need anything, Yamid Eretz, meaning he has to be above corruption. And he has to not need anything, so nobody could think that they could buy him off. But if he's like a kohen who's always looking around for food and coming to the Beit HaGronot to get his truma, then yeharsena. Then it's not bad because everybody thinks they can corrupt him. The once time the Beit Nesia in Tveria set up a dayan who himself wasn't an expert. Amar le Yehuda bar Nachmani meturgaman into Reish Lakish. So he's told Reish Lakish is meturgaman. Kum alei Ba'amora, go stand as his Amora. Kom gachin alei, so he stood and he leaned over to hear what this new dayan was going to say. V'lomar alei v'lomidi, he didn't say anything. Patach v'yamar, so then he spoke up. This must be, would be Reish Lakish himself. So the Meturgaman himself, this Meturgaman himself started something. Hoy Omer la Eitz Hakitza Uri la Evan Dumam hu Yoreh Hinehu Tafuz Zahav Chesav V'Chol Ruach Ein Mekirbo. Talking about Avodah Zarah, looking to a tree and saying, "Wake up and wake up, you rock." What does that mean? V'atin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liparami Ma'amidin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going, meaning he's pointing to this guy as if he's like an inanimate rock. He's not saying anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually will exact punishment from those who set up people like that. Shenemar v'Adonai mechal kodesho hasmi panav kol ha'aretz. The whole land is silent in front of him. Reish Lakish kol ha'amid dayan al tzibur she'eino hagun. Anybody who appoints a dayan who's not appropriate, ki ilu noteh asherah b'Yisrael. It's like he planted an asherah tree. Why? Shemar shoftim shoftim tein lecha v'samichli. What does it say right next to that pasuk? Lo titah lecha asherah kol eitz. So a bad dayan is like an asherah. Take a look, by the way, at the Sforno at the beginning of Shoftim. You see something very interesting there. Rav Ashi, b'makom sheyesh talmidei chachamim, v'tanoi tzal mizbeach. If there are other talmidei chachamim, and this guy appointed somebody else as a dayan, then it's like he planted an asherah next to the mizbeach. Shenemar eitz mizbeach adonai derecha, mizbeach adonai derecha. K'tiv lo tasuni tiyel lo echazav lo ezahav. The pasuk the end of Parshat Yitro says, don't make gods of silver or gold. With me, says God, what, you're allowed to make gods of wood, just gold and silver? He says, what that's referring to is a judge who comes for money, and Eloha meaning here Elohim. That's a reference here to a corrupt judge. Rav kevi ata lebe din dina amar hachi. When Rav would come into the Beit Din, he would say the following: Reut birut nafshe liktola nafik utzvi beite leitu aved v'reikan levete ayil uvajite biaki yitzia. He said the following thing, which was he's going willingly to his death, and he isn't taking care of the needs of his own house. And he's coming to his house empty, because after all, a dayan is putting himself at risk, because if he judges improperly, God's going to punish him, and he's not getting any payment for this. And he's saying, and halavai, that I should come in like I left, without chait. Kerichazi ambuha de safri abatre, when he saw a group of sofrim in back of him, he would say, Yovad Reav Yomru Ayo. In other words, he said that even if somebody goes up to heaven, they will, in the meantime, he'll be lost forever. Meaning, he was trying to keep himself from feeling too exalted by these people following him, and to remember his humility. Marzutra Chasidak, Machatfile B'Shabbat Derigla. So now we're going on a tangent here about how different Chachamim would sort of deal with their own exalted position and make sure not to get haughty. So he said, when Machatfile B'Shabbat Derigla, when Shabbat of the regal, when they come to hear a shir, Hamrachi Kidol Elam Chosen V'Mnezo L'Dor V'Dor. You can't trust in things forever. And right now it's like that, but maybe next time I won't be so favored. Darsh Bar Kapara. Menoha Milta D'Amar Rabbanan. The rabbi said the following thing, and what's the source? Havim Matunin Badin. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Be very careful when you do din. Dichtiv, what's the answer? L'talev Malot V'samich Levi Ola Mishpatim. In other words, when the Torah says at the end of Yitro that you cannot walk up steps to the Mizbeach, it has to be a ramp, and the next thing they do in the Mishpatim, the idea is, don't go quickly up to the Mishpatim, take it slowly. How do we know that a Dayan shouldn't walk on the heads of the people, meaning that he shouldn't kind of use his position and lord it over others and actually walk on them? Same drasha. Now, Eila Mishpatim Asher Tasim, what's that? Asher Tlam Demi Ba'ilei. It should be, these are the laws you should teach them. What does it put? It means, Eilu, these are the vessels of the Dayanim. Right? What that means is, right. In other words, that Dayan has to have in front of him a strap and all the things that he needs. So Eila Mishpatim Ashtasim Lefneim is not a reference to the laws, but rather to the Klei HaDayanim. So now we see Rav Huna Kevi Nafik Ladina Amar Hachi. When Rav Huna would come to Din, he would say, "Apiku Leimani Chanvutoi, bring out my tools of my trade, Makel Urtzua V'Shofra V'Sandala." Right, a makel, a stick, a ritzua, a strap, is for punishing people, a shofar, and a sandal for chalitza. Okay, and now into the drasha at the beginning of the psukim, at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe retells the story of Yitro's advice. Batzavet shoftechem ba'etahi. I commanded your judges at that time. B'yochanan keneged makel ritzua teizariz. In other words, atzaveh is always lashon zeruz. His idea is, you always have to have that stick and the strap. Shamoa b'nachachem u'shvatetem. You have to listen between your brothers and judge. Chanina azhara leveitin shelo yishma divrei valdin konim shevo boldin chavero. That's the azhara. We'll see more about this in Masachet Shvuot. The prohibition of the beitin to hear the words of one baldin before the other guy comes. Azhara levaldin shelo yatim dvarav ledayan konim shevo baldin chavero. And it's also an azhara that one litigant should not try to sweeten his words to the beitin before the other guy shows up. So, Kari Beinami Shamoa Beinachichem. That's also Beinachichem. Kanamar Mehacha. He learned from something else, which is Lotisa. Right? Lotisa Shema Shav. You should not accept false words. What does that mean? Lotasi. Meaning, don't cause to be accepted. Don't try to say false words. Ushvatatem Tzedek. Well, that's the next part of it. Shamoa Beinachichem Ushvatatem Tzedek. Shlokish Tzedek at Adin Vachaka Chatcheu. Meaning, first justify your deen and then pronounce it. And suppose the opposite order. Bein ishu bein achiv bein gero. That's what the pasuk says. Riyura afilu bein bayit laliyah. What is bein ishu bein achiv? Even if you have to judge in a case about a house, like at the end of Bar Metziah, between one floor and the other. Uvein gero, what's that? Riyura afilu bein tanur lechirayim. Right? In other words, you have to know the difference between these different kelim in a house. I mean, who's responsible? Remember, we have the shiurim, if the kirayim is on the upper level, if one tefach below, etc. Lo takir pamim b'mishpat. What does that mean? You can't favor anybody. V'yomer lo takirehu, meaning simply you can't favor somebody. Somebody you happen to know, you can't favor him at all. V'yomer lo tanakrehu. He says it's the opposite. If he's somebody you don't like, you can't make him feel out of it. And the first one is if he's a friend of yours, you can't make him feel more comfortable. This is one, if he's somebody you don't like, you can't make him feel more out of it, more foreign. Rav's balabot, Rav's the person that he stayed with, his host, came before the din. Amar lo labush bezichnat. He said, "Aren't you my yushbiz?" Malay in. Amar le dina idli. He said, "Yeah, I'm here and I have a din." Amar le pasil malach ladina. Rav said, "I can't be your dayan." Amar le Rav Rav Kahana puk dayane. He told Rav Kahana, "You dine him." Chazi dahave ka goyisbe. And so he saw that the Rav Kahana saw that the Ushpiz was feeling very haughty towards him. So Rav Kahana said to him, "If you listen to me, fine. And if not, I'm going to take Rav out of you. Meaning, I'm going to give you a punishment, right? And you won't be able to rely on Rav as your guest to help you out." Okay. Further on in the parsha, Kakadon Kagadol Tishmaun. You have to listen to the small one like the big one. So Shloka said that means that any case, whether it's a case of a small amount of money or a lot of money, they should be equal. For what purpose? To judge the case? It's a no-brainer. You have to look in every case equally. Meaning, they come in the right order, and you don't say, "Well, this is a big case, it'll go ahead in line." You're not allowed to fear anybody. We saw a different drush on this before. So this is the drasha we saw earlier. Don't withdraw and hold your words in because somebody's there and an important person is there, or because the dayan is your rebbe even. The pasuk continues. It's not enough that these evil judges take money from one guy and give to somebody else wrongly. But they have to force me to figure out a way to get the money back. That's why it says, Mishpat l'Elohim, who God eventually rectifies. He says, "Now I got this trouble. I got to figure out how to rectify it." But Rav Ashi Shem Yikem, so Moshe then says, anything that's too hard for you, you bring to me. Chanim Yitem Rabbi Yoshia, Al Davar Zen and Ash Moshe. Moshe was punished because of this. Shemar Yikem Moshe Mishpatan Lefnei Adonai. Is that Moshe said, anything too hard for you, you bring to me. This reading of it is that Moshe was saying, I can figure anything out. You guys deal with the simple stuff. So Moshe was punished because then Benot Slavchad brought a case to him and he didn't know what he had to ask Hashem. So Matke Rav Nachman Yitzhak, he challenged him, Mikti Vashmiachem. Moshe didn't say, bring it to me and I'll tell you. Ushmatib said, bring it to me and I'll listen. Igamirna Gamirna, if I know it, I know it. If you know, Azilna Gamirna, if not, then I'll go and learn it. Moshe wasn't being haughty. Ela Kedetanya. It's a whole different drasha on Benot Slavchad. Ruya Parsha Nachlot Tikadeva de Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu should have been the author of Parsha Nachlot. The Parsha of Inheritance. Elosh Zachu, Benot Slavchad, Nitav Ayadan. Benot Slavchad had such a schut because they had such an interest in keeping their father's name alive that they were Zoche that it was written because of them. And Ruya Ita Parshat Mekoshesh Kateva de Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that in Mechal Shabbos gets Skila, it really should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. But that guy went ahead and collected sticks on Shabbos, and therefore they didn't know what to do. And Hashem said, "That's what happens." What's the lesson? A good guy gets more zchuyot, a bad guy gets more chavot. Benot Slavchad were good; they got something more good. They're named permanently in the Torah as the ones who generated this parsha. The Mekosh is a bad guy, and now he's the one who generates the information about how a Mechal Shabbos is killed. Now, Ktiv Asavet Shoftechem Baitahi, in that parsha it says, I commanded your judges. At that point, Ktiv Asavet Chem Baitahi. In the same parsha it says, I commanded you, Bnei Yisrael. What's that? There's a symbiotic relationship. Amar Abelazar Amar Simloi, Sarla Tzibur Tei Mat Dayan Aleim. The Tzibur has to accept that the Dayan is somebody to fear and reverence. The Azara the Dayan, she's both at Tzibur, and there's an Azara to the Dayan that he has to be able to tolerate the Tzibur and not walk out on them, etc. So Ad Kama, how far? Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm bearing this people like a nursemaid bears the baby. That's how far you have to take him. You have to be a leader of the people, no matter what. So now we're looking at another two psukim that are similar. It says, you are going to come with the people. This is Moshe talking to Yeshua. Or you're going to bring the people. What does Moshe mean? You and this Canaan together are going to bring them. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Tol Makel, V'hachal Kod Kadam. right, that Hashem said to Moshe, take your stick, and to Yeshua, he said, it's not that way that you're going to do it as a team, a teamwork, but rather, atatavi, you're going to be the one to lead it. You hit them on the head. There's only one leader per generation. Moshe was the leader in his generation. You're not a leadership by committee, but rather you are the leader of the generation. So Hashem overruled Moshe in that case. Okay, the last little piece we're going to do today is Tana Zimun Bishlosha. We said Zimun needs three, and we know Zimun from benching. My Zimun, Ilem of Birkat Zimun, the Bracha of Rabotai of Yishem Hashem Vorach Metobod Olam. Atana Zimun Birchat Mazon Bishlosha. We have a brayta that says Zimun and Birchat Zimun Bishlosha. So Zimun can't be Birchat Zimun. Chatema Perushik and Farsh, my Zimun Birchat Zimun. So maybe you think Zimun is now explained as Birchat Zimun. Atana Zimun Bishlosha, Birchat Zimun Bishlosha. You can't say that Zimun is being explained because two separate shloshas. Just like we had in the beginning of our Masachet. Elamai Zimun Azmun Aladin. Zimun Bishlosha means issuing a summons to come to Din. And that needs three. If there's three dayanim who are sitting, and the shliach beit din comes in the name of one of them and says you have to come to beit din, lo amar klum, that's nothing. Until he quotes all three of them, that's only if it's not the regular yom hadin. But if it's on the regular yom hadin, then we know that when the guy comes and represents the Beit Din, he's representing all of them, and it is a valid Zimun. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.